This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitavach, Parshas Acharei Mois. Acharei Mois, Shnei B'nei Aharon. The Medrash tells us that when Eoiv saw the death of the two sons of Aaron, he said, Af lezois yecharad libi, Eoiv lamed zayin aleph. This is a Medrash, Ayin vayikra rabba, Parsha Chaf Oisei. What do the death of Nadav Avihu have to do with Eoiv? Why was Eoiv frightened when he saw the death of both Nadav and Avihu? The Gemara in Soita tells us, Daf Yud Aleph, Shtloi Shahayu Ba'isa Itza, there are three people involved in the council of what to do with Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Bilam, Eoiv, Yisroi. Now, Bilam gave the advice, so we know what the fate of Bilam was. Yisroi ran away. Eoiv, because he was silent, he was nidon b'yisurim. But what did Eoiv think? Eoiv thought, you know, what could possibly be terrible by keeping your mouth closed? Eoiv didn't think he would be punished for his silence. However, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, Moshe and Aaron were walking, and Nadav Avihu were walking after them, and all Yisrael after them. And Nadav whispers to Avihu, when will Moshe and Aaron die already, and me and you will take over? That is what Nadav said to Avihu. The question is, so Nadav sinned. What did Avihu do wrong? Because the Gemara says, because Nadav said that to Avihu, HaKadosh Baruch said, Nira mi koiveres me, let's see who dies first. Okay, so Nadav said something inappropriate, but what did Avihu do wrong? Must be, not only was Nadav punished because he spoke, but Avihu was punished because he was quiet, he was silent. From here we learn that somebody could be punished from silence. Shtika could also be an Avera. The Oinesh of a Shoimea is equal to the Oinesh of a Medaber. Therefore, when Eoiv saw that both the sons of Aaron died, Eoiv said, Oy vai, af lezoi siacharad libi. Then I too will be accountable for my shtika when Bilam gave the Eitzah and I did not speak up. This is why Eoiv was afraid by the death of Shnei B'nei Aharon, says the Chida in the Nachal Kidumim. Wishing everyone a good avach, a mazel dikavach, avach of Yeshuais, Nechamais, and especially Refuah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.